Too many turnovers there, boy, that start of the second half. You'd like to forget it. You're right there, hey, down three, and it got away from us quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. You know, this is these guys are good. And, you know, they shoot the ball incredibly well. I didn't think we did a very good job of defending the three-point line. I think we gave them too many clear looks, and closeouts were a little slow, low hands. But, yeah, that start of the second half is what killed us. You know, we did some really good things. I think we took advantage of what we wanted to. I think our post guys played really well. I mean, you look at the productivity that we had between Kobe and Logan and Tyler and Chris. And, you know, we dominated that spot. They were in foul trouble. They didn't really have an answer for us, but we didn't have an answer for their three-pointer, you know, their three-point line either. They, you know, shot it incredibly well. I think they were like 15 of 35 or something like that from three, so.
Yep, and the fouls started to mount. You out-rebound a team. You hang in there. You're down three on the road. A good place to be right at halftime, eh?
You know, we came out flat. We came out flat to start the game, and I thought we came out flat to start the second half. And that was the one and only thing we talked about at halftime was that. You know, I thought we and usually these kids respond, and we just didn't do a very good job of responding and getting back on it. But we're you know, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. This is a really good basketball team, and it's tough to get wins on the road. Now we have to make sure that we regroup and we're ready to go get them, and you know, we don't have a whole lot of time to think about this one. So that's the nice thing about having that quick turnaround is we'll come back on Monday and hopefully take care of business. It's again not going to be easy because we're on the road with a very hot UW Marinette team right now.
They have not lost a game on this court this year, this Bryant Stratton team, and you could see why they get into a groove like a lot of teams do on their home court. But you know, I do got to give kudos here to Alfonso. He had a fabulous game for you here tonight. And, you know, he look how many minutes he played, and you know, he has to be one tired dude.
Absolutely. I'm guessing he's going to sleep pretty well on the bus ride home. You know, this is a big game for him to come back to Milwaukee and be able to show what he's done and how hard he's worked over the last 2 years. And, you know, him and Kobe both. And, you know, two awesome kids. You know, I mean, you look at what they both did tonight. It's great for them to be able to do that in front of some friends and family back home, and just two awesome kids that you wish nothing but the best for. And some of their hard work is starting to pay off. And you're right. You know, Zoe had one heck of a game at 22 points, played 34 minutes, had 5 assists, and only 1 turnover. That's a heck of an effort. You know, I'm proud of the kid. He's worked really hard to get where he's at.
He says he's going to get a haircut. I'm thinking he doesn't get one now. He's got to leave the hair just the way it is until the season's over now, because the hair is doing well for him. He's playing like I would say, senior if this was a 4-year school, but a sophomore, you know?
Yeah, you know, and you can see that. You know, he's not the only one. I mean, you look at what our sophomores did today. Tyler Ouellette played a pretty nice game for us. You know, Kobe obviously played a pretty nice game for us.
He made 5 out of 7 from the line.
Yeah,
he was
absolutely.
Our best free throw shooter today.
You know, and he was 50% from the field. So, you know, there's nothing nothing negative we can say. I think we've got to respond and we've got to come ready to play. And I don't know what we thought or what we expected, but I knew we were going to have a heck of a battle with these guys. And if we played as good as we can, we'd have still had some troubles, you know. So it is what it is. We'll move on. We'll get better. You know, you learn an awful lot from losses. So I can't wait to get back in and watch game film and watch some film with these guys and let them see what it really looked like.
Well, we only have about 48 hours to do it, and 4 of them will be on the bus. So.
Exactly. Hopefully we can get it up and download.